Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to From the Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us inspire you to live each day from the heart and live in the present moment. Connect with me after the show through ElizabethCookson.com and make sure that you're on my website and download my free 2012 monthly angel messages. And to get your daily messages from me, just check out the top of the website, go to the blog tab and opt in for the RSS feed. You will be so happy you gave yourself the gift that keeps on giving. That address again is Elizabeth Cookson, C-U-C-K-S-O-N.com. And today your heart is going to be filled with joy as my guest, Dr. Annabelle Charbit, is going to be discussing, are you dating a sociopath? Yes, together we are going to open your heart to say yes, to make positive changes in your life. And before we begin, let me just share a little bit more about our special guest today. I'm so excited. Dr. Annabelle Charbit grew up in London, which is kind of interesting because that is where my husband is from. So this is going to be an awesome show. We've talked a little bit about that. And she has been writing since 2006 when her comedy play, Sound Advice, was performed by CP Theatre Productions in London. And in 2007, she was published in the London paper and in the British Neuroscience Association Summer Bulletin. And in 2010, she wrote for thefrisky.com, an online magazine who commissioned her after noticing her blog. That is crazy in a crazy world. If you guys have not read it, you have got to go out there and check it out. It's awesome. And Dr. Charbit also holds a PhD in neuroscience from the University College of London and has been researching migraine headaches at UCSF in San Francisco. And she's about ready to share a little bit more about her novel that is out, A Life Lived Ridiculously. So I am so excited. Dr. Charbit, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me on the show.
I am so excited. You have such a wide variety of things that you can talk about. So I just know this show is going to just be awesome today. So you guys, if you're driving home today, you know, just try to focus on the road because I have a feeling this is going to be super exciting. So let's get started. I wanted to talk a little bit about your book and tie that into a little bit about, you know, A Life Lived Ridiculously. You want to share a little bit about your book with us?
Yes, certainly. So A Life Lived Ridiculously, it's the story of a girl who suffers from obsessive compulsive disorder. And her parents are quite desperate to see her get her life together. And so they try to set her up with a nice guy. And instead, they inadvertently set her up with a sociopath. So the story chronicles the journey of this girl as she goes from crazy to driven crazy by a guy who's obviously a predator. And how she really finds out the truth, finds justice, and heals herself. So it's written, actually, there's also, I've injected a lot of British humor into the story because I enjoy writing in that fashion, but I've remained true to the, I remained true to the diseases of the two characters because that was the, what was most important. I wanted to give a voice to people who have OCD and I wanted to people to hear what the voice of a sociopath sounds like, because I think there aren't enough people out there who really know what a sociopath is.
Yeah, so yeah. Let's talk a little bit about that, what a sociopath is, and what, you know, you're talking about, are you dating a sociopath? Well, let's first find out what a sociopath is, and then we're going to help some of these people who may actually be connected, but they're not quite sure they are right yet.
Yes. That is right. Well, so, okay, how can you, I mean, what is a sociopath? Well, a sociopath is somebody who has the inability to feel normal human emotions that include empathy, love, human attachments, remorse, guilt, any of the moral boundaries that actually prevent morally normal people like you and me from doing absolutely anything we want. They're not tied by those moral boundaries. They can do absolutely anything they want because they don't care about getting caught, getting punished, losing their, I don't know, their credit history. I mean, nothing bothers them. They will do what they want. They're predators, and that's how they live their lives. So, I mean, that's a sociopath. Sometimes they can be physically violent and dangerous. Often they aren't, and actually 4% of the population is a sociopath. So that's a lot of people exploiting a lot of other people.
Did you say 4 or 40%?
Oh, 4. Just 4. That's plenty.
Just 4. That's enough. Yes, I think that's enough. So I want to touch on this a little bit, just so we can understand a little bit more about these characteristics and empathy. So one of the big things for me is empathy. I feel so much for people. And I do kind of get the opposite side of how some people are very cold, callous, and are just out for number one, for themselves. Now, is that different than the sociopath who just is not connected to their feelings? Is there a difference there of being selfish and then, and, you know, why are they not connecting there in that whole emotional realm?
What you described, the cold, callous, that is exactly sociopathic traits. You need to be cold and callous to qualify as a sociopath. So people like yourself and me, we feel empathy. We won't deliberately go and hurt other people. If we see somebody suffering, it will affect us in some way. They don't care. They will... They'll con people, like your typical con people, scam artists. They don't care if you and your children are struggling to make ends meet. If they will scam you, take all your money, leave you in the street. A lot of these people will seduce their prey. So you know, things, they'll do cruel and horrible things to people, and they have this amazing ability to turn everything around so it's never their fault. Things that you...
Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. I can't even tell you. I know a couple people like this, right? And it's just, right now, it's just really kind of blowing my mind because you're just describing them to a T. And that is, they're all out for whatever they can get at whatever expense it is. And it doesn't matter to them as long as they win. They get whatever it is that they want, and they'll go to the extreme to get what they want. Did something happen to them as children that creates this trait? Or is it just something genetic that happens?
So this is actually the nature versus nurture debate still rages on. But what we do know is that when the brains of sociopaths have been scanned, areas of the brain in the frontal cortex that are involved in empathy and impulse control and aggression, they are actually underdeveloped. They're not functioning as well as in somebody who is not a sociopath. Now, whether this person develops into a full-fledged sociopath who's scamming and conning or committing violent crime probably is influenced by childhood. So a child who's been abused will definitely, if they have the tendency, will most likely become a sociopath or a psychopath. Maybe a child who was raised in a loving family might escape that fate. But having said that, you will always read about the outliers, the child who couldn't help their biology. They were born into a loving family, but they were themselves so disturbed biologically in their brain that they, you know, killed the family pets, tortured their siblings, and went on to do fraud or worse. So it's nature and nurture. It's that fine balance, as I suppose all things are.
Gosh, that is so scary, because I'm sure there are people who are listening right now that are sitting here on the edge of their seats, or they're driving with their knuckles turning white, and they're going, I think I may know somebody like this. And it's got to be quite frightening, and I definitely want to continue this conversation. We're going to have a break here in just a minute, but I'm just still kind of stunned, because like I said, some of these people I know, and this fits them to a T, and they're exactly the way that you're describing them. And they did. They had personal, struggles as children. And that's why I specifically asked that question, because, you know, it was my father abused me. It was, my mother was never there for me. Those are some of the things I think these two individuals I know for sure would mention. And now they struggle so much in society, and I feel for them.
Well, I wouldn't feel too much for them, because they don't feel for you, and if they meet you, they will prey on you, because they're predators. They can't help it. It's not their fault. But they're still dangerous, and they can still hurt us. So we still have to be aware of them.
Oh, my goodness. This is just amazing. Okay, so everybody, we're listening to Dr. Charbit. We are going to take a break, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Everybody that you run into, how in the world do you think anybody's...
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Transformation Talk Radio.
And we are back to From the Heart Radio with Elizabeth Cookson and my guest today, Dr. Annabelle Charbit. And here comes the sun. I have to tell you guys, I am remote today from sunny Florida. And so what a better song to bring us in and cheer us up. We're talking about, are you dating a sociopath?
That's great.
Oh, my goodness. So, yes, we are quite deep, and I just can't wait to get a little bit deeper. So this is somewhat difficult to even think about what this could be like. And I saw one of your videos online. You have several YouTube videos, which I would totally recommend people to go out and take a look. And as Dr. Annabelle Charbit, go out to YouTube. She's got some awesome videos. And one of the ones that was interesting was the one that you interviewed people on the street.
Yes, that was really
and Yes, tell me about that. What possessed you to go do that?
Well, after reading and discovering that there is such a high incidence of sociopaths in society, 4% of us are sociopaths, I said, well, I mean, it's obvious that we've all encountered one, whether we're related to one, married to one, dating one, sit next to one at work. Everyone has encountered a sociopath. So I said, right, let's go on the street with our camera and see what the stories are. And we got some great stories. And if we have a chance to talk about some of the points that make a sociopath, you'll see that in the YouTube video, every story that's described actually checks one of those boxes. So whether it's the guy was a compulsive liar, or he was manipulating, or he blamed someone else, or he had a sob story, they all have they all had a story that checked one of the boxes of the sociopathic checklist. So that was an absolutely fascinating and successful day out.
Oh, and it was really enlightening, because I sat there and watched the gal who, you know, had this story of giving money to, you know, to her boyfriend's dad or something who was sick or needed money or something like that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I did that too!
Yes, that's actually the, I mean, your average con artist is a sociopath. So, I mean, it's quite, those ones are so easy to spot. But we do it. We do it because everyone has a sob story. Some people might genuinely have money issues. And it's not because they're parasitic or sociopaths, but maybe this year was a bad year. But overall, if you look at their history, they're okay people. But with sociopaths, you'll look at their history and they've always had money issues. So it was interesting. Yeah.
And it's not even so much they just had money issues. They just have issues.
Oh, absolutely. You wouldn't believe the amount of people now who use cancer. This is one of the sociopathic traits. They come up with fantastic sob stories. And there was a woman on reports in the news a few weeks back who decided to say she had terminal cancer to get friends and family and even strangers to give her money for her final wish, which was to get married. And anyway, she was caught and sentenced. But that is a sociopath. So, I mean, if you can do that, if you can look people in the eye and say, I have terminal cancer, give me some money, you're not morally normal.
Well, I have to ask a question. Okay, so you say they look you in the eye. So if I have a sociopath standing in front of me and they are looking me in the eye, do they, because you talked a little bit about how their brain and is not necessarily functioning at full capacity, right, and it needs to be more developed, is it true then that they're not functioning at a, I want to say, a human level that has the empathy and truth? Do they believe they're telling the truth when they tell these stories? Do they actually convince themselves they're real?
I think that they don't care. So they're very manipulative. So everything that they say and do, it's never their fault. It's your fault. I mean, there was the rapist not that long ago who pleaded in court, but his victims made him do it. It was their fault. He was the victim. There's a typical sociopathic reaction. Does he believe he was the victim? On some level, probably. But it's not even that. He doesn't care. He doesn't even care how ridiculous it sounds. He's going to use that argument on the off chance of getting away with it. And sometimes an argument is so ridiculous that people do get away with it. And that's what's very frustrating.
Well, I have to, so let's, so I do know teenagers even like this. Definitely, I've got a, an older son. And I can share with you, there are definitely characteristics that you're mentioning that I've definitely seen in several children. And is this something that is becoming more common, or is this something that's just been around and we're now realizing the characteristics? And what can we do for these kids? Is there anything that we can do, not even just kids, just people in general, is there anything we can do as family members to help them?
Well, so in terms of whether there are more sociopaths than before, probably not. It's probably always been the same, but we're just more aware of them, especially living in organized societies with laws and internet and systems where scammers just become more apparent. Can we help them? Well, we have to remember it's a biological condition. So if they reach adulthood, the longer they've suffered from the condition untreated, as with any mental condition, the more ensconced it is in the brain, the harder it is to change it. That's why at the moment there are researchers who are trying to diagnose children as young as 5 or 6 years old, not to scare anybody, but in the hope that if they can catch these children that young, they may be able to help them. They're not quite sure how they're going to help them because it's very new science, but they're thinking of therapies with which to help them. And they're going to hope. I mean, medication doesn't exist for sociopathy. It's really hard. We're dealing with underdeveloped areas of the brain. So it is really hard. Obviously the prisons have a much higher percentage of sociopaths. And those guys just reoffend. Who's ever rehabilitated? It's rare.
This is really interesting. So we have a higher population in prison. We have a lot of people who are obviously stealing and trying to get money and preying on people, to get things that they desire and they want, and it doesn't matter at whatever cost, they're going to get it. So now they're in our prisons, right? And so I guess, you talk about having this biological, disorder, if you will. Is there something that they're connecting? Is it something the mothers have had, maybe, or is it something genetic that's coming down? or like we did talk a lot about, you know, their environments, which that totally makes sense to me. I can totally see somebody who's been, you know, beaten or made to feel no good, and maybe that is why part of the brain doesn't develop. Is there really a medical reason that the brain doesn't develop, or does it just fail to thrive?
I think as with any mental illness, that there is a genetic effect, a genetic influence. So you do see families where there's a history of violence or time in jail or other unsocial behavior, such as bank robbery or stealing. There is a history. So there are families where it runs in the families. There's a very interesting gene right now that's being spoken about called the warrior gene. If you look up warrior gene, you'll find it's linked to sociopathy, and it's actually deals with aggression and is found in people who are diagnosed as sociopaths. But then again, you could have warrior gene and come out and not display the symptoms, but it certainly gives these people a tendency. And obviously, if they've had a hard life, then maybe it will be expressed.
Wow. So do they ever turn it around, or are they just kind of, I don't understand, menacing society, but do they just continue stealing, you know, until at what point do they hit rock bottom, or do they, because they don't really realize there's a rock bottom?
They don't, because as long as they're incapable of experiencing the world the way we do, that we are always going to be prey, they are always going to be predators. Their aim in life is to dominate us and to get what they want. They suffer a range of emotions that's very narrow. At one end of the spectrum, you have extreme boredom. And at the other end of the spectrum, you have the desire to dominate. And that's it. If they don't get what they want, they experience frustration and boredom. If they do get what they want, then they experience some kind of reward from that. And that's about it. And I think a lot of them, you know, they go through life exploiting. They power through hundreds of relationships, and they probably, I mean, in, from what I've read, they either die alone. Some of them actually commit suicide from the boredom.
Wow. I mean, it just kind of seems, I don't want to say it just seems so depressing to even think about this group of people. And I definitely want to talk a little bit more about OCD here when we get back from commercial, but let's chat a little bit offline and talk about how we're going to bring up our next topic, because I really think there's so many people out there going, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do? And I really want to give them some sound advice and some help in case they're in a relationship or they have a family member or they have been a victim of, you know, one of these sociopaths and what they can do. So you guys are listening to Dr. Annabelle Charbit, and stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire.
Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Wednesday, but we are going to talk about maybe Sociopath Saturday and how you can dump dating that sociopath. So welcome back, Dr. Annabelle Charbit. How are you?
Great, thank you.
Well, we have been chatting while you guys have been listening to some awesome music. Thank you, Brian, for taking good care of us.
You're welcome, anytime.
He is so awesome. We just love having all this awesome music on. But let me tell you, we're going to try to figure out how are we going to get rid of dating the sociopath? What do we need to do? How do we walk away from this manipulator? How do we get rid of being the prey in our relationship?
Okay, so the first thing you want to do is to identify whether this is a sociopath. There are a few pointers I can give you which will help with that. Now, on their own, none of these things are bad. So, in fact, some of them are quite positive traits, but when you see it in the context of the whole, then you want to be afraid. So let's start off with the first.
God. Okay, go ahead.
So the first pointer is that sociopaths tend, now remember, every sociopath won't have everything, but it's, you have to combine a few. So sociopaths tend to have really great social skills, so it's very hard to spot them, and they can be charismatic and charming. They are smooth talkers, always have an answer, never miss a beat. They can seem exciting. They can have impeccable manners, well-groomed, fulfill all the codes of romance. They'll lace their speech with impressive sounding facts and figures. So if somebody is like that, again, I mean, lots of people are like that and they're perfectly wonderful people, but already you want to have your first little alarm bell, because if they seem too good to be true, they probably are. The second pointer is if this is coupled with an enormous ego. So if your person in question is acting like the smartest, richest, most successful person in the world and actually telling you that and coming out with amazing stories of their lives, it's like this individual is living 9 lives all at once. Again, think about it. Another pointer is if you're on a date, for instance, and your date is over and above normally attentive. So they're suddenly they're calling, they're texting you, they're emailing you constantly. They declare their undying love and they barely know you. They start to resent any time you spend with any friends and family. Again, be careful. Another one is called the Jekyll and Hyde personality. So one minute they love you, the next they hate you. Their personality changes like a switch. A huge, huge, huge one, which I probably should have started with, it's enormous, lies and gaps in the story. If you're speaking to somebody and they're telling you these fantastic stories, and then the minute you ask questions and dig deeper, things don't stack up, then start to be very worried, because most of us don't really need to lie. We can embellish, we can exaggerate, but we don't really need to tell outrageous lies. And these guys are pathological liars. They cannot help it. They'll lie even when they would actually make out better telling the truth. So that's a big one. There are two more really important ones. These second to last is that they blame others. That means that nothing is ever their fault. It doesn't matter what they do. It's somebody else's fault. It's your fault. It's not their fault. And because they're manipulative, they have the ability to argue their case. And finally, this is a huge one. This is the one that con artists use. It's called pity play, which means that they appeal to your sympathy. They want you to feel sorry for an abusive childhood, an evil ex, an incurable disease. Don't get me started on the pretend cancer people. A financial setback. You know, my father is ill in some other country and can't afford his medical bills. Please help. I'm dying of terminal cancer. I mean, the stories, and someone like you and me, by the time we get to know them, we're in love with them, we care about them, who wouldn't? Who wouldn't just try to help? Because it's the last thing we expect is that we're being conned by someone who's taken the trouble to get to know us. So those are the checklists. That's the checklist that you want to be aware of.
Well, you know what is so scary, and I'm sitting here with my mouth open, I'm trying to actually close my teeth, is that you went through this checklist. I wrote everything down to say, okay, I want to see if the individuals that I mentioned earlier in the show, if they actually resonated with some of the characteristics. One of the gentlemen that came to my mind first when we started talking about, you know, being a sociopath, he hits every single one of them, not just one, all of them. I mean, you talk about smooth talker. You talk about being exciting, being a dancer, being all romantic, right? And then you start talking a little bit about that ego. Oh, he's all that in a bag of chips. I mean, he is the most successful person. I mean, he's done everything, met everybody, knows, you know, all about how to do everything. And then, you know, being consumed, you know, with his partner, his girlfriend, or whatever, you know, and just texting all the time, has to be there 24 hours a day, never letting her breathe, not let her see her friends. And then the Jekyll Hyde, oh my gosh, that is like so typical, because it's like happy, 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 but when he doesn't get what he wants, then the other person suffers, right? And so I'm listening to this and the lies and the gaps in the stories, I'm just like, by this time my mouth is on the floor and I'm trying to pick it up, because I'm like, you just put the nail in when you say they blame other people. So I could not get over that. I was check, 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 check. So for all the listeners right now who are listening and you're going, oh my gosh, this sounds like somebody that I'm dating, what would you say, Dr. Charbit?
Well, I would say that you have no choice. You have to walk away. And, you know, I'm so glad that I finally now know what a sociopath is, because so many times I've sat across from a girlfriend and listened to her story. Why is he doing this? Why did he do that? What do you think this means? And you hear, and as you know, I'm sure men do it too, but you know, as women, we do love to analyze a guy's behavior. And sometimes you could sit there and waste an entire evening trying to understand a guy when the simple answer is, oh, he's a sociopath, honey, walk away. And if only more of us knew that.
Are you saying walk away or run away? I would say run away.
Okay.
Hang on down there on that list.
Run away.
So is there anything to be concerned about? So you did talk about, you know, potentially having some characteristics of being violent or anything like that in the Jekyll Hyde behavior. Is there anything that is there any suggestion you would give to the listeners to say, hey, if you just so happen to have an individual in your life that fits this sociopath, you know, characteristics, and they're concerned for their safety because they're just afraid to leave, what would you recommend for them?
Well, ultimately, they have to find a way to leave because there's no good will come from staying. The sociopath will continue to exploit, to suck them dry. The sociopath is the parasite and the predator at the same time. So if you stay, you're just wasting your life. Obviously, if you feel that you're in physical danger, you, especially if you have maybe children who are also in physical danger, you want to seek help, whether it's another friend or family or somebody who can come and help you to get away in the amount of time that it takes. But sticking with them and hoping they'll change or hoping that they'll grow out of it or whoa, he's getting old anyway, he'll mellow with age. That's just not going to happen. Ultimately you have to get out, but obviously you want to do it as safely as possible for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that's what they're banking on. They're banking on you not wanting to leave, and they're going to prey on your emotions because you're a sensitive person. That's how you got sucked up in the first place, right?
Well, that's right. They charmed you. They now know how to push your buttons. And if you don't know that they're a sociopath, it's very easy to be manipulated by them and to think that everything is your fault, that the reason that everybody's miserable is because of you. And that's why it would be so nice if everybody knew what the word sociopath was, so that with so many people who are in this situation, instead of trying to figure it out, would just say, oh, it's because he's a sociopath. Right, there's nothing I can do about this. I'll just leave. That would be great for so many people.
And now, is there any way that they can outgrow it? So it sounds like they can't really outgrow it. They just kind of enter into our system, if you will, because they break the law or they get, caught because they're doing some kind of scandalous or scheme thing to get money, steal money, or prey on other people. Does prison time actually help these people, or are they pretty much just going to get out and do the same thing again?
Typically, sociopathy, it's not so much a mental illness, because people with mental illness suffer a terrible amount. But it's still a biological disorder of the brain. And as with all of these disorders, the longer you have it, the harder, the more it becomes a part of you and the more it becomes fixed in your brain circuitry. Typically, sociopaths, as they age, they become better at manipulating. As they become more experienced, they just get better and better at it. So, right now there are researchers trying to catch children so that they, with the hope of helping them to rehabilitate. By the time they reach adulthood, especially if they've been doing it for a really long time, you can put them in jail 1,000 times. They don't feel empathy. They don't feel remorse. They don't think they should be in jail. It's somebody else's fault. No amount of prison time is going to change their minds.
Wow, and it sounds like with the warrior gene, the longer the warrior grows, the stronger the warrior gets.
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
What a name. That was a perfect name. Whoever created that was brilliant, because it sounds just like that they're just working so hard at trying to, win a battle, and the battle's really with them, battle against themselves, but they're going to manipulate, control, and take down everybody and everything in their path as a warrior until they get exactly what they want, and they'll step on you and move on to the next victim. Is that about
yes.
right?
Absolutely, because they're getting what they want isn't the end of their journey. They just have to keep getting, they have to keep praying and praying and praying and praying, because that's their makeup. That's their biological makeup. They're predators. It's like a shark is born a shark. He's not going to do anything else. That's his genetic makeup. And a human shark is going to act in the same way. They are predators.
Wow. And, it's just a scary thing. I'm sitting here thinking through all of this, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to make sure my windows are down now when I'm sleeping. And I'm not a fearful kind of person. But it really makes you think twice when you really know some of these individuals that are out there. And it is kind of interesting, doing radio, doing some different things. I'm sure with your book, you get a lot of publicity. You get a lot of, people joining you, whether it's on the social media like Facebook and Twitter and different things like that, is just it's just amazing at at how you want to shelter yourself, yet you want to serve all these other people. And so I guess with that thought, I'm going to just point over there to Brian, and we'll get ready for our commercial break. But let's chat a little bit about this. And on our last segment, I want to talk a little bit more about how we can help others protect themselves and be able to move forward and have a very prosperous and successful life. You're listening to Elizabeth and Dr. Charbit.
Each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Wow, if you go your own way, I'm telling you right now that is the right way to go, because we've got Dr. Annabelle Charbit on right now. And Dr. Charbit, I'd love for you to share your website, your book information with everyone, and how they can get those awesome YouTube videos we were talking about at the beginning of the show.
The website is ridiculouslife.net, and the book is A Life Lived Ridiculously. So on the website, under the tab about sociopaths, you'll see the two YouTube videos. And the book is available everywhere. You can get it on Amazon and Barnes & Noble's in both ebook and print. And you'll find it in stores at Barnes & Noble. So, and if you want to contact me, you can contact me through the website. I'm also on Facebook and Twitter, so it's all under my name, Annabelle Charbit, so easy to get hold of. But if you're a sociopath...
Well, and you know what? This is a perfect book for a friend. If they're going through something and you know that they are struggling and they are dating a sociopath, this is the perfect gift to give them and to reach out to Dr. Annabelle Charbit and really help your friends, help your family, and help them live a life that they're intended to live in the present moment, not manipulated, not the victim, so that they truly soar above it all. And, you know, Dr. Annabelle, we started talking about, you know, the Facebook, the Twitter, and, you know, having stalkers or some weird people out there always just wanting to connect with you. Is there any recommendations you can give to people on maybe how they select their friends or you know, accept invitations maybe from others?
I'd say that you can't know until you meet somebody whether you're dealing with a sociopath. But what you can do is know what a sociopath is. Remember the checklist. Write it down. You can look it up. It's absolutely, it's on my website, but it's also on lots of websites. It's pretty easy. Just write it down. If you're dealing with someone who checks these boxes, then, you know, you have to walk away. So you can't prevent yourself from meeting one because, remember, they're perfectly charming. Some of them are in your, whichever circle you run in, they'll be sociopaths, whether it's, you know, I mean, these guys are high functioning. So just be careful. Just remember the checklist. And if you think it's a sociopath, stay away.
Very good advice, because I can definitely say that we have at least 4% out there walking around on the streets, and we have our checklist. We have videos to inform us. We have a book to entertain us and tell us a little bit about experiences and how we can definitely really start paying attention so that we can live, you know, without being manipulated and controlled. And I think that's just so important now, especially with all of the, like I said, with all the social media, with all of the different tools, I almost want to say, that they have in this warrior toolkit that they carry around to make you feel bad. So I think now it's important for us to rebuild our strength and to be able to get the courage, get our friends, and walk away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. It has been a pleasure, Dr. Annabelle Charbit, having you on my show. I have had so much fun today, and it has been absolutely wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been absolutely wonderful, and I hope I was able to help.
Oh, absolutely. Just hearing all the different tools, all the different techniques that you shared, I just sat here and was going, I know for a fact. I have several people that, you know, I tweeted and sent it out some cinch casts to say, hey, you have got to listen to the show. And, you know, I love you to bits.
Sorry.
And you know who you are. And I just really think that it is so important to now listen and take the advice that you've been given and make the choice, take the action steps, and start making progress in your life and letting go of that sociopath who's controlling you. Don't let them hurt you, control you, and play those mind games with you anymore. Shut that off. Cancel that cable channel.
Yes, exact. Perfect words.
Right? And I just know that, you know, there's just so much out there, like you mentioned, on the internet that people can go out. You know, they can look up, you know, we talked a little bit about OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, a little bit at the beginning of the show. I know we didn't get a lot into that, but that's also just another area of expertise that you have, as well as migraines, which we may just have to have you on again so we can actually cover those other topics.
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely. I can talk to you for hours about OCD. It's my favorite, my other favorite subject.
And, I mean, is there characteristics? I mean, we've got a couple minutes. Characteristics of OCD that maybe people are wondering why they have certain things that they continuously do and don't quite understand. So do you have some characteristics of OCD so people can kind of hear that. Maybe they can help others with that as well, and even go out to your site and look it up a little bit.
Yeah, OCD is characterized by the repetitive thoughts, the obsessions. What makes OCD so hard to ignore if you're suffering from it is that the obsessions are also accompanied, and this is again is all to do with brain wiring, they're accompanied by intense anxiety. So you can't just ignore them. It's not like having that song trapped in your head and it's just annoying. It's a thought that is accompanied by urgency and anxiety. This is what leads to the compulsions. The compulsions are an attempt to try to calm the obsessions. And the reason, the problem with the compulsions is they don't work, because the obsessive thinking and the anxiety are always going to be there. So the compulsion will calm it for a matter of minutes, and then the obsessions will come back. This is why the OCD is such a repetitive condition, and that's why people who have OCD are doing things repetitively. So it's a really it's mental torture. I mean, it is one of the absolute mental tortures that are out there.
Wow.
Yeah, wouldn't wish it on anybody.
And self-inflicted, right? Is it self-inflicted?
Oh, no. That too is biological. We have areas of the brain. There's an area that we call it the error center of the brain. Again, it's up in the cortex, and it's another evolutionary area, and it's designed to let you know when something is wrong and needs to be fixed. In people who suffer from OCD, that actual area of the brain never switches off, so they're never given the all clear. It's constantly on, and it's constantly firing, saying something's wrong, something's wrong, something's wrong. And so we interpret that feeling with things in our surroundings, because we're human beings, we're able to think, so we interpret that. And we think, though, the oven is on, the house isn't clean, I need to count 100 times or my whole family is going to die. We start to react to this feeling and this signal. So it's biological, too.
Wow. Well, I'll have to tell you, you know, we're already out of time. And I know Brian's just ready to get us moving here so we can say goodbye. And we love everybody dearly. I want to thank everybody so much for listening today. And Dr. Annabelle Charbit, thank you so much for being on the show. And it has just been a pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been wonderful.
And next week we have Misha Hopkins on. She's going to talk a little bit to us more about Magdalene. She's going to talk to us about the divine feminine and share a little bit more before she takes off to France. So that will be a very exciting show to learn a little bit more about what she's doing, about her book and her new adventure that she has. So I look forward to inspiring you each day to live from the heart. So on behalf of my guest, Dr. Annabelle Charbit, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we wish you blessings and love.
You have been listening to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson, an inspiration to others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. If you missed any part of this program or would like to get in touch with Elizabeth Cookson, please visit ElizabethCookson.com. Tune in each week on Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire.
Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.